The annual defense authorization bill Congress is about to send to the president contains dozens of provisions intended to reform the DoD acquisition system. But Capitol Hill's top two defense legislators say that's only the beginning. Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu has more on their plans for next year.
Senator John McCain, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, says next year his panel will undertake a serious reexamination of the Goldwater-Nichols Act, the sweeping 1986 law that's almost universally viewed as one of the most successful reforms in the Pentagon's history. The bill Congress passed this year began to make some reversions to Goldwater-Nichols, including by decentralizing Pentagon procurement decisions and returning more power to the military services. But McCain says there is more to do.
It was about 30 years ago that Goldwater-Nichols was enacted. And the one thing we are committed to is a thorough and complete review of Goldwater-Nichols. Overall, Goldwater-Nichols was a great success, we will all admit. But times have changed over the last 30 years. The challenges have changed. A lot of things have changed. And so we're committed to starting, frankly, as soon as we get through this hurdle, starting hearings to review Goldwater-Nichols so that we can make the changes that are necessary. It's not as difficult as one at first thinks.
By difficult, McCain's referring to creating an acquisition system that's more responsive and able to deliver equipment to the field quickly. He's encouraged, he says, because of the Pentagon's recent success in rapidly fielding mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicles to Iraq and Afghanistan. Indeed, this year's bill would encourage more streamlined procurements by creating a new category of rapid prototyping programs that could be finished within 5 years and expanding the cases in which DoD can use its existing rapid acquisition authority, as it did with the MRAP.
When we saw that the IEDs, many of them imported from Iran, and these copper-tipped IEDs went right through light armor, the Humvees were getting taken out, and our casualties were really high. So we went through, because the MRAP was in being, we went through a rapid acquisition process, got those MRAPs over to Iraq, and I don't know how many lives that it saved. We used an accelerated process. If we'd have taken the 20-year route of the F-35, God knows what would have happened. So there is a model out there, at least in some areas, already in being that we could look at. That's an example of what we can do if we get the right process into the Pentagon.
Some of the most significant changes Goldwater-Nichols made to the defense acquisition process were to centralize go or no-go decisions within the office of the new Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics at various points in a major program's life cycle, and to limit the uniformed military's acquisition role to developing requirements for a new system at the beginning of the process. This year's bill would alter both of those points. The service chiefs would be responsible for balancing cost, schedule, and performance on an ongoing basis throughout a program's development, and starting in 2016, most milestone decisions would be delegated to the military department's assistant secretaries for acquisition unless the Secretary of Defense could make a convincing case that a program should be managed at a higher level. Mac Thornberry is the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee.
I don't think anybody who says turn back the clock and that was perfect by any stretch. But it is true that pendulums swing, and we have swung in a direction where there are more layers of bureaucracy, which, as Chairman McCain indicates, results in no accountability for the decisions. That's part of our just overall theme is simplify so that somebody makes a decision and you can hold them accountable for the decision. And also to speed up the innovation so that the MRAP is not the exception, so that is more the norm. Now, I'll also admit, we're part of the problem. So part of what happens is there's a cost overrun in the past, and what do? We set a new bureaucracy or a new procedure to make sure that never happens again. Well, we can't do that. It goes back to the simplify and accountability is the direction to go, not all these checks and balances that paralyze the system. And so I think that's the direction we are trying to go.
Thornberry did not specifically mention Goldwater-Nichols, but says his committee will continue to focus on paring back documentation requirements and other detritus Congress and the Pentagon have layered onto the acquisition system over the last several decades. He says the House will also focus on reducing the problem of concurrency, in which programs spiral out of control because they are still undergoing major design changes even as they're being procured. This year's bill already would require that the military services make sure their programs are at certain levels of technological maturity before they cross key thresholds in the system known as Milestone A and Milestone B.
If it continues to take us 20 years to field a new airplane, that airplane is going to be hopelessly out of date by the time it gets there. We've got to do better. We've got to do better at being more agile in fielding technology quicker, in responding to threats, and, by the way, getting more value for the taxpayer dollars. And so we have a number of reforms, kind of fundamental reforms, thinning out some of the regulations, requiring more of the work be done up front, not invent as you go in acquisition. But it's only a beginning, and we are committed on a bipartisan basis to doing much more work in the future. But, as I say, even that first step doesn't happen if the bill doesn't become law.
And it's highly unlikely that it will, at least in its present form. Pentagon leaders are working under the assumption that the acquisition reform elements of the NDAA will be enacted, but President Obama has promised to veto the overall bill because of an unrelated and ongoing dispute over sequestration and the Budget Control Act. Since Congress and the White House still have not agreed on a way to alter the automatic budget caps, the Armed Services Committee's opted to use off-budget funds from the Overseas Contingency Operation accounts in order to fully fund the president's defense budget request. But that safety valve doesn't exist for the government's domestic agencies, so the administration has promised to veto any bills that even envision using OCO as a budget cap workaround only for defense. After all, the entire point of the Budget Control Act was to create equal pain for domestic and defense programs in order to force Congress to reach common ground and a way to reduce annual deficits. But McCain says the NDAA is not the right venue for that fight.
It's an authorizing bill. It is not a money bill. The money is in the Appropriations Committee. So if he has a problem with the level of appropriations, then it seems to me that fight should be with the appropriators and that aspect of funding. We authorize. We've just been through a small number. This is a big bill. Of all the reforms, all the benefits and pay and all of the things that we're doing, the reforms. And so it seems to me he's picked the wrong target.
McCain and Thornberry both say they agree that the Budget Control Act has been a disaster for defense budgeting and that they too would like to see funding increases beyond the budget caps for some domestic programs. They said they were forced to use OCO funding in ways that clearly do not involve overseas contingencies because the BCA remains the law of the land.
Mac and I really dislike it because we'd like to see a multi-year level of authorization that we can plan on rather than lurching from one year to the next to see whether the budget committee is going to approve OCO or not. I don't like it. But, and we'd rather in a perfect world see that level of budgeting that we can plan on and that, more importantly, that the military can plan on. They're lurching from year to year, my friends. They don't. How can you, over in the Pentagon, how can you plan ahead on almost anything if you don't know what the following year's spending level is going to be? So it's a broken system.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.